Welcome to this podcast, Grace for All, produced by members of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. It is our hope that these brief daily devotions will bring you comfort and peace. Thank you for listening.
Our scripture for today comes from the book of Revelations, chapter 21, verse 1. And I'm going to read from the New International Version and from the Voice Version. Let's begin with the NIV. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. Let's listen to that verse again from the Voice Version. I looked again and could hardly believe my eyes. Everything above me was new. Everything below me was new. Everything around me was new, because the heaven and the earth that had been passed away, and the sea was gone completely. Some days, the news of the world is so filled with sadness, pain, heartache, destruction, and hateful rhetoric that I want to leave it all behind. So I turn off the noise of the world by shutting off all the electronics and all the social media sources, and I go into my quiet place to pray. This quiet place is just an easy chair in the corner of a room with no TV, no computer, no phone. The quiet place was claimed and designated several years ago as my prayer chair. When I go there and sit in quiet solitude, it is easy to find God's peaceful presence, and He covers me with His loving arms, calming my fears and leading me beside the still waters. And there, with Him, in the quiet, I see the new heaven and the new earth, filled with God's love and peace. I rest there as long as I need. Then, refreshed and full of His love, I return to my busy day. But I take the feeling with me, and with my refreshed spirit, I see new possibilities, new hope, and God's love everywhere I look. I see the potential for that new heaven and that new earth, and I feel peace, hope, and love washing away the old earth inside my heart and mind. The short journey to my prayer chair was not easy when I first claimed it as my refuge. It took courage and determination to shut out the world's noise just by sitting quietly in one plain armchair. But as time passed in this special place, the chair became a place of respite and hope, a sacred quiet place where God is always waiting for me. Simply sitting in that chair seems to plug me in to God. Now, the chair itself is absolutely nothing unique, but its purpose has come alive over time. She has become a portal, a place to quickly plug into God, shutting out the noise of the world. There is physically no new heaven and no new earth outside of that chair. Yet, sitting here in my prayer chair, I can see the promised new earth clearly, the new earth ruled by love. Friends, if you need a respite from the worries and pain of things of this old world, I highly recommend claiming your own sacred chair or spot or closet. Go there physically or mentally whenever you need to be closer to God and to see the hope, the love, and the new possibilities of God's new earth, ruled by love. Please pray with me now. Lead us, Lord, to our sacred place close to you, where we can find love and peace in your new heaven and new earth, as we work to make this old one better through your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church of Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I hope you've received a blessing today from this podcast. If so, please share it with a friend or on your social media accounts. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's 1, STCHURCH.ORG.